With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Imagine a scandal so brazen, so morally rotten, that federal prosecutors call it one of the biggest frauds in American history. And right in the middle of it, you keep finding the same name. For years, the Democrats and the legacy media tried to do everything they possibly could to bury this story. But as of today, it's blowing wide open, because now it's not just about a $1 billion fraud ring in Minnesota. It's about a Somali congresswoman's inner circle getting rich off money meant to feed children. And now a major witness has just stepped forward and affirmed that she did, in fact, marry her own brother to game America's immigration system. Butter the popcorn, sit back, and get ready to watch a political career come crashing down in real time. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Ever since she was first elected to Congress back in 2018, Ilhan Omar has built her entire political brand on fomenting resentment through woke identity politics. She's positioned herself as a perpetual victim of Islamophobic smears, all the while denouncing this nation as awash in racism and bigotry. And yet, we shouldn't be too quick to think that this is true ideological fidelity on her part, because as it turns out, that perpetual victimhood actually serves Ilhan quite well. Playing the victim has always been her go-to defense mechanism, because it enables her to transform her own alleged misconduct into a narrative of persecution, while simultaneously building a political base energized by grievance politics, all while evidence of actual fraud in her district and questions about her own legal compliance pile up unanswered. But now the facts are finally catching up. Federal prosecutors in Minnesota have charged nearly 80 defendants in what they describe as the largest COVID-era feeding fraud in the nation, centered around a nonprofit front called Feeding Our Future. They say more than $250 million meant for hungry kids was siphoned off into luxury cars, mansions, overseas real estate, and shopping sprees. One of the hubs of that fraud, Safari Restaurant in Minneapolis, where Ilhan Omar held her 2018 Congressional Victory Party. According to the New York Post and Fox News, the co-owner of Safari, Salim Ahmed Said, claimed his operation was feeding millions of meals and pulled in over $32 million in taxpayer money. Prosecutors said that cash was blown on a $2 million Minneapolis mansion and a $9,000 a month Nordstrom shopping habit. But the key here is that this wasn't some random business in Ilhan Omar's district. This was a place that Omar celebrated in her rise to power. There's actually a video from June of 2021 of Omar at that very restaurant, Safari, supposedly helping to distribute meals to children. But it goes deeper. A Democrat activist and former Omar campaign official, Guhad Hashi Saeed, admitted in court that he ran a fake food site that claimed to serve 5,000 meals a day to children and pocketed millions. He worked on Omar's 2018 and 2020 campaigns as an enforcer in the Somali community, driving turnout for her. So what we're seeing here is a very real pattern emerging in Minnesota. We have a massive money laundering fraud happening. And again, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars. There's no way officials did not know about this. And yet they looked the other way precisely because they were the political beneficiaries of the community involved in that fraud. Again, it's very much the pattern we saw when DOGE exposed USAID, right? Democrats designed huge welfare programs. We're talking, again, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars. Humanitarian aid, in this case, COVID spending programs, and they distribute that massive money with almost zero accountability, and that affords the opportunity for their political allies to cash in. Remember, it was Ilhan Omar who introduced the Meals Act in 2020. That's the legislation that helped open the floodgates for hundreds of millions of dollars in child nutrition money that Feeding Our Future and its partners later exploited. And of course, some of that cash ended up in the coffers of the politicians. We now know that Ilhan Omar's campaign received $5,400 from two individuals who were later implicated in the fraud investigation. And that's just what we know about. So at least some of this money that she appropriated, this taxpayer money that she appropriated, ended up funneling back into her campaign coffers. Again, just like we saw with USAID. Now, of course, Omar is playing dumb with this. When she's not accusing her investigators of racism and Islamophobia, she's denying any involvement in this whatsoever. But here's the problem. You can't campaign with these people, celebrate with them, hire them, sponsor the legislation that opens the spigot, watch hundreds of millions of dollars pour into your own community, end up financially benefiting from opening up that spigot, and then pretend you know nothing about it. So this is a scandal that has real legs to it. Again, we've already found members of Omar's inner circle implicating the fraud, and we've seen fraud money ending up in her campaign coffers. I have a feeling this is all just the tip of the iceberg. But that's not the only scandal that's closing in on her. Wait until you see the latest on Omar's immigration status. This is going to absolutely blow you away. But first, who likes chocolate? I know I do. But what if you dumped this cocoa powder in your coffee and then you became 27% harder to kill? That's true. This is Black Forest High Flavanol Cocoa Powder. And here's what's insane. A study with 21,000 people just showed that this might reduce a heart attack by 27%. That's because cocoa flavanols help keep arteries flexible, unlike regular chocolate, where 90% of flavanols are lost. Harvard's Cosmos trial, the largest cocoa study ever, proved it. They found that cocoa flavanols are loaded with magnesium, iron, and potassium. It's like the difference between putting water in your gas tank versus high octane. So that's why I switched to Black Forest High Flavanol Cocoa. It's not candy, it's performance fuel. Every scoop delivers the same active compounds Harvard researchers linked to cardiovascular support, better blood flow, and even sharper focus. Think of it like your insurance policy, inside-out protection for your heart, brain, and stamina. I've been putting this in my coffee every morning. Again, I'm serious. Within like 10 minutes, look at me. I'm wide awake, ready to go. If you're looking for that extra insurance policy to keep that blood flowing and that ticker pumping, and you want to kick your coffee up a notch, this is what you're looking for. And here's the bottom line. Black Forest just went live with their biggest deal of the year, 40% 40% off across their entire store. 40% off of everything. It's live right now as we speak, but it ends in 48 hours. And once it's gone, it's gone. So if you ever thought about trying Black Forest Cocoa, restocking, this is your moment. We can't depend on Big Pharma or processed junk to protect our health. This is one of those rare times where the science is clear, but access is limited. So if you've been thinking about trying it, act now. Once 48 hours have passed, that's it. It's gone. So don't wait. Click the link below and grab the steal while it lasts. Click on that link below right now. The second major scandal that's blowing up is even darker, because it goes to the question, who is Ilhan Omar really? For years, Omar has brushed off claims that she married her brother as baseless, absurd rumors. But a bombshell report from the Daily Mail just dropped, and it features a Somali community insider, Abdi Hakim Osman, going on the record saying Omar herself told friends that the man who became her second husband, Ahmed Elmi, was actually her brother. So according to Osman, Omar said that she had to do what she had to do to get this guy papers so he could stay in the United States and go to school. He describes Elmi showing up in Minneapolis from London, being introduced by Omar and her first husband as her brother, then suddenly, quietly, becoming her legally registered husband. Now, if you don't know, these allegations that Omar married her brother to commit immigration fraud actually originated from a post on the Somali-American internet forum back in 2016. Omar married Ahmed Elmi back in 2009. He's a British citizen who attended North Dakota State University and studied fine arts. Very little is publicly known about him, but they ended up divorcing just a little while later. And when she ended up having a child with her new husband, and I'll talk about this in a sec, who was actually her original husband, when she ended up having a child with her new husband, there were apparently Instagram posts from Elmi, her former husband, calling Ilhan Omar's newborn daughter his niece, implying that he was Omar's brother. And it was a weird marriage. If you don't know, again, she was married before that to a guy named Ahmed Hirsi. They separated, they supposedly divorced, and then she marries this guy, Elmi, who, again, we're being told everyone in the Somali community knew was her brother. And then, oddly, they divorce shortly thereafter, right after he migrates to the United States. And then she gets back together with her original husband, Ahmed Hirsi. In fact, the Somali leader, Osman, he's saying that Omar and Hirsi never truly broke up. They remained together as husband and wife, even while she was legally married to Elmi and later remarried, quote unquote, in 2018, right in time for a congressional run. So this is why this allegation just simply won't go away. But the problem is, thus far, there's no definitive proof that Elmi is Omar's husband. In other words, we have a marriage certificate, yes, but that's not definitive proof that he's her brother. There's no birth certificate for him. There's no immigration record. There's no definitive legal document that thus far surfaced proving Elmi is Omar's brother. I'm sure it will at some point, but thus far it is not. So all we have is this circumstantial evidence, like we're seeing with the Somali community leader, but it keeps mounting. So step back and connect all the dots here. On one side, you've got a congresswoman whose legislative push and political network are now tied to the largest COVID feeding fraud in America, involving hundreds of millions of dollars stolen from children, and her allies pleading guilty and her donors being indicted. On the other side, you've got mounting testimony from inside her own community that she abused America's immigration marriage systems to benefit her own family, then spent years stonewalling anyone who asked for clarity. This is not a right-wing conspiracy. These are court documents, federal indictments, on-the-record witnesses, and mainstream outlets finally catching up. The walls are closing in on Ilhan Omar because the story is no longer about tweets or slogans or identity politics. It's about whether one of the most radical members of Congress sits atop a foundation of fraud, fraud against American taxpayers, and fraud against America's immigration laws. This is a scandal no amount of media spin can protect forever. Stay tuned, because this story is only going to get bigger, and the political shield around Ilhan Omar is starting to crack. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless. If today's message resonated with you, you'll love Turley Walks, my free preview of the Courageous Patriot Club. More stories, more perspective, more community focused on faith, family, and freedom. And it's absolutely free. Go to turley.pub/turleywalks.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.